Why our obsession with almond milk is killing bees. Our first report this month looks at the growing demand for almond milk. As veganism grows in popularity, more and more people are choosing almond milk as a more sustainable alternative to cow's milk. That is great news for California's almond farmers, but for the millions of bees sent to work in their vast almond orchards, it is a disaster.
Thanks to the rise in veganism, this is a good time to be an almond farmer. In California's Central Valley, where almost 80% of the world's almonds are grown, the land given over to the orchards has more than doubled this century. It is now more than 1 million acres, the equivalent to 5.5 times the size of New York City. Most of the nuts will go into making almond milk, which is more than 4 times more popular than any other plant-based alternative to dairy milk. In just 5 years, sales of almond milk have risen by 250%, and California's almond farms are now an $11 billion industry. For those who believe that dairy farming is bad, the almond boom might seem like good news on an ethical and environmental level. In reality, it is neither. Almond trees, like any flowering plant, need pollination. In America, beekeepers are now paid to bring their hives to California. Each February, an incredible 2/3 of the country's beehives make the journey because it is far more profitable than selling honey. Typically, apiculturists are paid about $200 for each hive that they bring to California, and many will be traveling with well over 1,000 hives. On arrival, the bees awake from their winter sleep to find themselves in a toxic environment. California's almond trees are treated with more pesticides than any other arable crop, the principal one being glyphosate, now recognized as lethal to bees. "It's like sending bees to war," says Nate Donnelly, a scientist with the Center for Biological Diversity. "Many don't come back." Bringing bees from all over the country to one location also massively increases the probability of diseases spreading between colonies. "Bees are exposed to all kinds of diseases in California," says Dennis Arp, a bee farmer who travels there each year with 1,500 hives. "It is like letting your bees go into a singles bar and have unprotected sex." Like other apiculturists, he knows that 1/3 of his bees will die there. In absolute numbers, more bees die in the almond orchards than all the animals and fish that are killed for human consumption each year in the USA combined. The dairy industry may be unethical, but almond milk is a solution that creates a new and possibly bigger problem.